I'm going over the edge for public safety.
I'm going over the edge for public safety.
I'm going over the edge to support public safety.
I'm going over the edge to support public safety.
Hooked up to a rope, imagine going over the edge and descending from the roof of one of the tallest buildings in Florida's capital city all the way down. Well, as they said in the promotional video, Leon County Commissioner Brian DeLoge, Leon County Sheriff Mike Wood, Tallahassee Commissioner Nancy Miller, and Mary Andrew Gillum won't just be imagining it. They'll actually be rappelling off the 16-story DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel at the end of the month to raise money and awareness about helping people released from prison or jail successfully re-enter society. And those local officials aren't the only ones taking part in the Over the Edge Tallahassee event. Florida State University head football coach Jimbo Fisher will be doing so as well.
Winning championships requires dedication from every player on our team. So does the success and safety of our community. The 2016 Over the Edge Tallahassee Challenge is more than an exciting opportunity to rappel over 200 feet down the side of the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Tallahassee. It is a commitment to make our community a safer place to live, work, and raise families. Secure your spot on the rope today by registering for Over the Edge Tallahassee. Join me as a partner in this urban adventure and help us make our community safe. Register at OverTheEdgeTLH.com.
This year's Over the Edge event is the first, and Dale White is the event's organizer. He's the founder and president of the Living Harvest, an organization dedicated to helping those incarcerated in the Big Bend area to recover and lead a productive life.
The conversation that has to be had, not this is a community problem, that 2,200 people are returning to our community this next year. There's only 6 beds that are paid for post-release from the Department of Corrections. If we don't provide the resources and the help that these folks need when they're released, two-thirds of them are going to go back to prison within 3 years. A lot of them are just looking to get a second chance at life.
And White says he knows all about second chances, having had some himself.
I had 2 DUIs by the time I was 18 and had been arrested for possession with intent to distribute. The short story is countless detoxes, 5 treatment centers, 4 DUIs, 6.5 years in prison. And that's when God met me, and the Living Harvest is a result of that.
White says even if you don't want to rappel, you can fundraise for the event. Proceeds will not only go to his organization, but the Good Samaritan Network, the Big Bend After Reentry Coalition, and the Kearney Comprehensive Emergency Services Center as well. Over the Edge Tallahassee takes place October 27th and 28th at 1 p.m. For more information, visit OverTheEdgeTLH.com. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.